That was Adam Boileau there, checking in to talk through all of the news of the last few weeks. It is time for this week's sponsor interview now with Scott Kufer of Nucleus Security. Nucleus makes a tool that basically ingests information from vulnerability scanning tools and then normalizes it. And then you can plumb that info through to ticketing solutions or spit it into Slack channels or, you know, really whatever you want to do with it. So think of it like a master console for all of your vuln scanning tech from all of your vuln scanning vendors, right? And when we first spoke to Nucleus, they were all like, yeah, you know, people can use this and they won't have to use spreadsheets to do this anymore. This is a better way. So they're a small startup, but now Nucleus has been around long enough to have gazed into the abyss of quite a few contemporary enterprise computing environments. And what they've seen staring back at them recently isn't just spreadsheets. As Nucleus co-founder Scott Kufer is about to explain, a lot of enterprises are actually trying to create their own vulnerability management software in-house, and 9 times out of 10, it is a complete shit show. So if that's you and your org, keep listening to this interview with Scott Kufer.
As we've kind of grown and we've started to work with some of these bigger customers, we realized that the problems actually are a lot deeper and it's way worse than we ever possibly could have imagined, which is funny and sad at the same time. It seems like nothing has changed in 20 years of vulnerability management, but pretty much every single enterprise that we talk to is developing and maintaining their own internal software on top of the spreadsheets and on top of the 100 people that they're using, that they're outsourcing to other countries to manage and go through all of their data. They're, you know, provisioning anywhere between 5 and 15 developers and, you know, having a 2-year-long project and dumping millions of dollars into it before they're just abandoning this. And
I mean, that's the thing, right? Because our whole thing was like, ha, 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 you know, people are doing this with spreadsheets. And it's like, you can't really do it with spreadsheets once it gets to a certain level of complexity. So I guess what you're seeing now is like a whole bunch of internal development to try to crack this problem that you didn't even realize was here.
Yeah, yeah. We developed this internally for ourselves and we just kind of ran with it. And we realized that the problems in vulnerability management were really hard. But we kind of just assumed that some of these bigger enterprises were able to at least solve these problems somewhat. But it turns out that a standard vulnerability management program within a big enterprise consists of Excel, Python scripts, some random databases spread all over, maybe a specific project in place to try to build something that involves maybe collecting data from 1 or 2 different sources, and then they give up on it. So it was just, it was mind blowing for us to basically figure that out. And we were really interested and we didn't possibly think it was true, right? This was all anecdotal at this point. So we actually did a poll on Twitter to find out what
yes, the most scientific polling method of all.
That's right, man. Hey, you know, you use what you got, right?
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah.
What we found was really interesting. Obviously, statistical significance is but we found out that 82% of people, we got a pretty good response from that too, but 82% of enterprises said that they're developing and maintaining their own internal software to try to solve this problem.
Yeah. And is that something that you've seen? Like, have you actually gone to sell to an organization? They've shown you, well, here's what we are using internally. And it's like, oh God, it's horrible. It's ugly.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, we were very surprised, but I would say most of the time, our biggest competitor is an internal tool. Yeah. So that's the most interesting part about this.
So, I mean, there are companies that offer, I don't think there's anyone who really does quite exactly what you do, but there are other companies that compete sort of with you in this space, right? So like, why are people turning to internal tools when there are actually off the shelf things that can help? What's the rationale there?
Yeah, really, it's that no off-the-shelf tool is going to give an enterprise 100% of what they need, or probably even close to 50% of what they need, right? Every other kind of tool out there that does some sort of data aggregation or vulnerability management services maybe gets you 30 to 40% of the way there, and they just don't work closely enough. I mean, they're further along in their company life cycles that they're not willing to basically work with the clients to continue to develop the product. And so what ends up happening,
so it's like you've got to, you buy our product and then do it our way, right? Is the vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. And the problem is everybody does it differently. So, you know, no COTS tool is really going to get you there. And that's just the reality is that every other tool kind of solves individual pieces of the problem, but there's nothing gluing it all together. So regardless of any other tool out there, you're still going to be, you know, building your own internal software to try to maintain it.
And to be clear, you're not claiming that Nucleus will come along and just solve all of your problems out of the box, right? Which I got to say, as someone who hears a lot of marketing pitches, it's admirable that you are prepared to say, yeah, you'll need to actually do some work on this once you license it.
Yeah, so our whole approach is that vulnerability management is not a technology problem, right? Vulnerability management on the whole is basically three pillars, right? It's your technology, your processes, and your people. And so we can provide you the technology, and you still are required to provide processes and people to solve your actual problems. And so we really view it as a collaborative endeavor. And, you know, we'll get you a lot of the way in terms of the technology, but what really makes us kind of special or unique or whatever you want to call it is that we're working with you to help you structure your processes and people in a way that makes sense. And we're providing the technology as the vehicle to allow you to do that.
It almost sounds like you're pitching it as kind of like a hybrid service, right? Like a, you know, software and service together as a package to come in and establish a program.
It is. It's similar to that. I mean, it definitely is a subscription to the Nucleus software or the Nucleus, vulnerability management solution. But we realized that we just had to do more than just provide you the software and then go away. Our clients just, you're not going to be very successful doing that because everybody does it differently. Everybody wants to know how are the other clients doing it? How is the rest of the industry, you know, structuring their data? And so we just have to go in and be very helpful and help you build additional capabilities around the Nucleus product.
And have you found that like one customer will ask for a feature and then another customer will ask for the same feature? Like are there some things that you've been asked to develop that it turns out there's sort of universal demand for?
Yes, absolutely. So what we found, and this is really the power of what we're doing, is that vulnerability management and solving the vulnerability management problem is larger than any one company, even ourselves. And so the power of what we're doing is that we're synthesizing the information and the needs of all of these different experts and industry professionals to basically come to the best practices that we should have that basically don't exist at this point. And so it allows us to take all these feature requests and synthesize that down into what are the needs that everybody has and how can we build to solve those needs?
Yeah. Can you give us a concrete example, though, of like one thing that you've been asked to add that it turns out had universal, there was universal demand for that?
So number one, marking something as a persistent false positive. So that way, when the same scan comes up and the same vulnerability shows up on the same asset, we want it to continue to be marked as a false positive with the justification with it, with the evidence file from the issue tracker. Right. So just being able to not have to do the same work over and over again.
What else?
Automation rules. So when we're looking at changes for all the vulnerability data that comes in, we want to be able to create a ticket to a specific team based on the specific vulnerability type, asset type, or whatever other attributes to automatically create tickets that then are bidirectional in nature and get fed back into Nucleus in real time so that as the tickets are being updated, we get the status reflected back in Nucleus.
Now, look, one area where you guys tell me you are having a lot of success at the moment, as well as bringing on board some sort of, pretty tasty enterprise customers, you're really seeing a lot of growth in MSSP customers, which was always the plan, right? But it feels like this part is actually coming to fruition because you started off as multi-tenancy because the whole idea was, make this usable by MSSPs so they could have individual customer dashboards and stuff. But that's really starting to take off now. Is that right?
It is. We really seem to be a match made in heaven for MSSPs just because of where we come from. We have a heavy background in the services industry, so we understood their problems innately. And what's really been cool is that we were able to launch an MSSP program or a partnership program where we work with our MSSPs to help them solve the challenges that they're facing as well. So we get to work very closely with service providers, and that's been a really fun journey.
Well, I mean, it makes sense for them, right? Because they don't get to choose what their customers are using in terms of tools, right? So the idea that there's something there that can just plug in, that's, I can understand why it's getting some traction there.
Exactly. Yeah. And it goes back again to that, the way you characterized us all the way at the beginning, working man tool, where we make that efficiency, those efficiency gains are very, very high for MSSPs, maybe even more so than enterprises, because they have the ability to manage all of their clients in one place.
All right, Scott Kufer, the company is Nucleus. People can go check it out. It is interesting stuff, right? Because it is like squarely at the less sexy end of InfoSec where good tooling is really actually needed. It's been a real pleasure to chat to you again, and we'll do it again soon.
Thanks again, Patrick. It's always a pleasure.
That was Scott Kufer of Nucleus Security there, and you can find them at nucleussec.com. Big thanks to Nucleus for supporting Risky.biz, and they'll be back next year with a couple more shows. They'll be sponsoring a couple of shows. And yeah, we've got a great sponsor lineup for 2021. We're just finalizing the schedule at the moment. Really good mix of small startups and, you know, big multi-billion dollar companies. We've got everything in between. It's cool. You know, handpicked for your enjoyment. But that is it for this week's show. I do hope you've enjoyed it. I'll be back with more security news and analysis soon. But until then, I've been Patrick Gray. Thanks for listening.